Here we go. Perek Dalet Shirim Posuk Hey. Iti Milavoloin Kalo. No, maybe we did that one too. No. Okay. Iti Milavoloin Kalo. Come with me from Lavonon, my Kalo. Iti Milavoloin Tavoi.
Oh, no, we did this.
We did this? Okay. That's what I thought. Okay, so we're up to Tess. Okay, we're up to, I'm sorry, Posuk Tess, Perek Dalet. Libavtini achoisi chalo. You have captured my heart, my sister, my kala. Libavtini, you again capture my heart, be'achas me'enoich. With one of your eyes, in other words, even without both. Ba'achad anok mitzavernoich, with one of your necklaces. Okay, let's see. The Baftini moshacht es libi elayich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, I mean, this is the Chosin saying to the Kala, Moshacht es libi elayich. Let's see if Rashi makes change how Rashi deals it in the Nimshel. Bachas meinayich, with one of your eyes. Harbi dugmois tevas shebuch. There are many different things, different characteristics that are good. Lule hoisa boch el achas mehen, o yisi mechabavich beyoisa. Any one, even if you had only one of these milas, I would love you extremely. Yeah. Dearly, the kosher came bekulon, the chain beachad anak mitzavronayich. Same thing. Even with one of your necklaces, your chains, anke kishutayich, the chains of your decorations, your whatever you call them, jewelry. Heim tachshite mitzvah she Yisrael mitzuyim behem. Oh, this is an out. See, so Rashi sometimes does it. Sometimes Rashi says the Moshel and the Nimshel. Sometimes Rashi says the Nimshel. And sometimes Rashi leaves it a little vague. And then you see that he's talking about the Nimshel. Ultimately, we got to get to the Nimshel. We're not interested really in this fictitious relationship between the Chosin and the Kala. It's just a dogma for us to understand what's going on. So he says, Ba'achad me'enoich, ba'achad mi'revidei ankek tushtaychem tachshiti ha-mitzvahs. These are tachshite mitzvah. She Yisrael mitzuyin bohem. At Yisrael are mitzuyin in that. So now, what does that mean? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks, what is tachshite mitzvah? L'chor tachshite mitzvah means the mitzvahs that we see, let's say tefillin, I guess, are tachshite, I guess we would call them tachshite kedusha. Mezuzah are tachshite mitzvahs. Tzitzis are tachshite mitzvahs. All the other, you know, the different things that we do, we adorn ourselves with these mitzvahs, right? So if that's the case, so why Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I look at these things, any one of them. Okay, I would say a few things over here. First of all, it says achad tashite mitzvahs. So let's draw a picture, okay? Here, he tells Klal Yisrael that I want you to do all these mitzvahs, yeah? 613 mitzvahs. So I understand, hey, if you do everything I tell you and you're loyal and dedicated and trustworthy and committed and the love in our relationship is so deep that you follow every directive, that I understand. But one of the tachshite mitzvah, you get this guy, nothing left. I used to have a neighbor, I remember like that, completely fry, Shabbos, nothing. You know, he did absolutely nothing. But one thing he told me, he puts on tefillin every day since his bar mitzvah. Every day since my... So I would say, okay, you get schar, I'm sure. Oh, but the Rebbeinu Shalom says to such a person, with one, libavtini achoyisi chala, libavtini be'achas me'enayich, one of your tachshite mitzvah, you put on tefillin, that's all. But I love you with that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves for Klal Yisrael is so deep that even though we're abandoning him with all the other mitzvahs, we're give me a better word. We're
forsaking.
What? Forsaking all him with all the other mitzvahs. But there's one tachshit mitzvah we're doing. I love libavtini is not the pshat. I love your mitzvah. Libavtini b'achas me'enayich. What? I love you because of that. But I would add one nekuda to that too. What is it about the mitzvahs and maybe what is revealing about love itself? Because he uses a lotion, what? He uses a lotion, be'achad me'ervide and kayach kitshutayach, shem tachishayte mitzvah, she Yisrael mitzuyonim bohem. What does mitzuyonim mean?
Stand out.
They stand out. In other words, he uses the word here, distinguished. In other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks and he says, nobody else in the world is doing that. You people are where you're doing this mitzvah, in a sense, you're mekabel the malchus shamayim. You may be denying all the other malchus shamayim. You're not doing the other mitzvahs, he says. It's only even one. But even in one, the uniqueness of what you're doing as opposed to the rest of the world, that generates this special love that Klal Yisrael, in anything Klal Yisrael does, unique. So this, I think, is very important to inspire people. You know, there are people who are not, they're not holding by mitzvahs yet. We have a seminar coming up. People, you want to get them to, but one thing, one mitzvah is not only the pshat. You did one mitzvah. You associated with Yahadus. You get schar for that mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at you and says, why? Because you distinguish yourself from everybody else, even in this one thing. And even though you're not doing the rest, and even though you may not do the rest, I don't know, you didn't get there yet in this case, but I think that's a very powerful message. Dover Acher, that's a Dover Acher. Ba'achad anak, be'echod me'avoisayich, hu echod hoyo me'yuchod. One to be singled out, v'zeh Avrom hanikra anak. Avrom was called anak, was called a giant. V'ho'odom ha'godol ba'anokim. That refers to Avrom Avinu. Where's that from? That's a pasuk in Yeshua. He says it refers to Avrom Avinu. So he says that we are distinguished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us be'achad anak is one of your ovos. Echod hoyom miyuchod, v'zeh Avrom hanikra anak. What's that all about?
You see two things.
What?
You see two things.
What's that?
First of all, you see that it doesn't matter even if you don't have any mitzvahs, you go even further.
Avraham Avinu didn't have mitzvahs.
No, Avraham Avinu had mitzvahs, but we do. Even if we don't have any mitzvahs, you have Avraham Avinu.
Well, but you don't see that.
Yeah, because he's talking to Klal Yisrael.
No, but you don't see they don't have mitzvahs.
No, see, even if you don't have mitzvahs,
who's it saying? What is it saying? No, it doesn't say that you don't have mitzvahs. No, that's not the focus of the love.
Okay, I know, but the capturing of the heart was through the fact that Avraham Avinu is there.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean...
That's what captured.
No, maybe.
And the other thing is that you get a different picture of the person.
You mean... No, maybe the other pshat says that this pasuk is not referring to that special love that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael just for doing the mitzvahs.
Yeah.
That's not what it refers to. They may be doing the mitzvahs, but this special love, that is referring only to Avraham Avinu. I don't think you have a riot.
It's a love for us because of Avraham Avinu.
That's right, but you don't have any riot that it's whether or not we're doing the mitzvahs. It could be we're doing all the mitzvahs.
And why would that switch anything about whether or not you have the love from Hashem? Whether or not you're doing the mitzvahs?
What do you mean?
This is a separate
thing. It means that this level, this libavtini, b'achas me'inayich. No, maybe the second pshat holds that one mitzvah wouldn't even be enough. That's what you're saying. Maybe the second... Two pshatim is like a machlekes. There are two different opinions. Now, maybe I can think of a number of things. Maybe this one holds that these people are doing all the mitzvahs, and even all the mitzvahs doesn't create this special level of love that this Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu reached a level that, you know, all by himself, how do you call it, Avraham Ivri, the whole world was on one side, he certainly was Mitsuyan in this, he was the first one that did a Bris Milah. What?
Who? The Achas,
the
Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, the Achas, he's clearly saying he's showing even a minimum amount.
No, but it doesn't reflect on whether we're doing mitzvahs or not. That's another pshat.
It doesn't reflect. So either way.
Well, I don't know. No, I would say we don't know which way. I would say we don't know which
matter.
Way.
The point is,
we don't know what klal yisrael. This
is one thing. The pasuk says, "My heart is pulled after you."
This
right?
This level of libachti leachoisi kalo. That
because you're
refers
a descendant
to,
of Avraham Avinu.
What?
That's it.
That's right. That okay, doesn't, so that doesn't refer to it.
Exactly. So that means the whether or not there are any mitzvahs here.
Well, I don't know. Maybe because all the mitzvahs are here and still it's not. You
that's
don't know
not
that.
What captured the heart.
No. All the mitzvahs don't capture the heart on this level like one Avraham Avinu.
What does it do with anything? What? I'm saying...
What's
the capturing of the heart, the gabe, a regular Jew you see around walking in 2018, is because there could be
that's
other reasons why Hashem's heart
he
is capturing
doing,
that
he may be doing all the mitzvahs,
he may be doing
not.
The mitzvahs, he may be doing none of that.
Okay, fine.
The
that's
thing
right.
is because
that's,
Avraham
that's, right. that's right.
Yeah, that's all.
We don't know what he's doing. That's right. This is another thing. In other words, this is what does
it. But doesn't mean he doesn't
the other thing you
even if he doesn't have mitzvahs, the mitzvahs still have this.
Yeah, it sounds like even if he doesn't have mitzvahs, he may have mitzvahs. And maybe the mitzvahs don't do it. That could be, but even if it sounds like
you
this
see,
is the
other thing.
Thing
is you see a picture of a
it sounds like no, you're right. It sounds like irrespective. The mitzvahs
yeah,
are irrelevant.
Right, right.
Yes or no?
Right. It could be. Yes. He would. It's not necessarily saying more than the first sheet.
Like
it could be.
Yeah. It could, but
one would it be enough.
So you hear. So listen. So Rabbi say.
The other thing you see. Another thing you see the image of a person in Hashem's eyes. That we're like we cush it with like the avos. Not like no sheikhs.
Because it says. Bachas me'enoich b'chad anak mitzavar noich. It's already a little gedashit.
What do you mean? What's the
question? I hear. Maybe.
It's
I
not
hear.
Justifying.
I hear. But I would just point out another thing though, that here again, these two. You know, one of the things really is one of the difficult things is to convince people that Hashem still loves them. Especially if Shem Agona Machet interferes with one's bitochem, then it also interferes not with the Shema, but with the Vaday, I'm not worthy of Hashem's love. When we show that Hashem's love can be intensely baftini b'achas me'inayich on one mitzvah, or even more, li baftini because you're a descendant of Avraham Avinu. So that's all, you're Jewish. You're a descendant of Avraham Avinu. That's enough. Libavti HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such a love for Avraham Avinu and his descendants that love is, I may not be worthy, but I'm worthy by Yichus, by my Yichus.
What's the name Shol of Ba'achas Me'enayim?
Ach, one of the others.
What? No, Ba'achas Me'enayim. Ba'achad and not Ba'achad and not Mitzarvanayim. What's the name Shol of Ba'achas Me'enayim?
Or one of the others, no?
Maybe those are the Einei Ha'eda. I don't know. It doesn't say. You're right. It doesn't
it's
say.
It's not about Shem's life. It's about
Ari. Achas Me'enayich. Well, that's the first shot.
Then why is he called the Ari? Why is it one?
Noach Be'achad Anak.
Rabbi Dugmos told us that Shebe.
What are you reading?
The Rashi of Achas Me'enayich. It doesn't say what the Nimshol is to. V'chein Be'achad Anak Mitzar. This whole discussion is on the last. It's Be'achad, Be'achad Anak.
No, one of your eyes. I mean, what's wrong? It's one of the eyes.
That's not, there's no Nimshol. It's referring to us. It's not when he sees one of our eyes.
No, one of the eyes is Avraham Avinu or the mitzvahs. Stand out.
No, see, I had only one thing, either Avraham Avinu or one mitzvah, either way would be enough. So one says one mitzvah, and one says Pashto says even not one mitzvah, but you have Avraham Avinu, that's
no,
enough.
No, but that's all Be'achad Anak Mitzvah Anak.
That means you have many other things, but even without those things.
But what's Be'achad Me'enayim?
That means even if we only had one, in other words, you have many, many.
You already said one, Be'achad Anak Mitzvah Anak. I already have one Anak Mitzvah Anak. I already have one. Just one. But it's two different things. The Achas Me'enayich is Lebaptini and the Achad Anok Mitzvah.
Achas Me'enayich. No, Achas Me'enayich means one of your things. And that could either mean a mitzvah or Dover Acher, that one of your things could mean
the
Achad Anok Mitzvah.
That's going Be'achad
Anok. No, it means one thing. And that one thing could either be one mitzvah or Be'achad Anak Mitzvah Vornayich. Another pshat is that's not one mitzvah, but that's one Avraham Avinu. but you still have many other milas, and even and besides all the milas, lule hoisabella one thing. What?
The whole machlokas is in the last three words of the pasuk. You never nimshels what einayich is.
No, but einayich is one thing.
One what? Yeah. One what?
One
the second thing is throwing out
my one mila, and then the echad mein echad anach samanayich shows. Yeah, shows what that mila is. If there's, that's what it seems. There's one
mila. Rashi's v'chein.
V'chein.
It's another thing. There's many things. You just teaching up the side. You didn't teach up the first one. Okay, we don't know what it is.
Unless it's saying that
means it's not touching it up.
I don't know why he is. Harbi Dukmo is Tevish Abo. What does that mean, the physical?
Not one person.
What?
Not one person.
The physical.
No.
No, one eye of ours. Hashem looks at
him.
What
does that mean?
What?
I don't know. Hopefully,
doesn't
compare to that.
Oh, so maybe then you have to say that the first achas mi'enayich refers to you have many things, and even if it was one of your great things, that would be enough. And then v'chein b'achad lach mitzavonayich, even if it's only that's even less, even only one mitzvah or Avram Avinu, which is less too, because it's like I was going to say, Avram Avinu is the zeros, but you need a one. Right. So that means even without the one.
Also, the first shot is
one mitzvah.
No, the first shot was Kedar.
Yeah, the first shot wouldn't be one mitzvah. Wouldn't be the first shot. Let's say you have godless. Let's say you're Moise Nefesh and you're also this and that. So even for one great mila would be enough. Now he says even if that one great mila was only one mitzvah. Or just the schus of Avraham Avinu, that seems to be the pshat. Okay, I guess we have to stop it. But I just want to add one thing that I think this is very important, because a big problem today in the world with us, and certainly with reaching out to other people, is the fact that Hashem doesn't. Why should Hashem love me? What am I? I'm off of Eifa Telas Velo Ish. You know, nothing. So a person has to realize that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Lashon here is very strong, because the Lashon is, Moshachtes libi elayich. You drew my heart. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees Klal Yisrael, even in this lowly matzav, one tachshit shel mitzvah, or just the schus of Avraham Avinu with no tachshit de mitzvah. That's enough to draw HaKadosh Baruch Hu in love to Klal Yisrael. That's a very important thing, because many times people feel that. Me, come on. No, you come from Avraham Avinu? Yeah. You put on tefillin? You have one mitzvah you do? Yeah. Who knows if that isn't even... You had a bris? Okay, you have something, you know. You have a mezuzah on your house, you know.
It's not a cheshbon of Allah. It's not a cheshbon of Allah. It's a cheshbon. Moshach.
It almost just like draws the love. That's right.
Okay, what's the message? The message is that one mitzvah is doing good enough.
That what?
One mitzvah
do. Yeah, do one mitzvah again.
No, that's not good enough. It does not say you won't burn.
Kosher
can be
true.
Yeah, no. But.